Showtime.
Yeah, showtime.
Maybe you'll laugh.
Ha ha, hearty, har ha.
Maybe you'll cry. You definitely will be entertained.
It's that simple. Are we clear? Are we clear?
On with the show, this is it.
Welcome to the BS Show. I'm Bob Sansevier, coming to you from the Bradshaw & Bryant and Smart Start MN Studios. We have joining us, as we do every Monday, Jeff O'Brien, Attorney Jeff O'Brien. Is Attorney Extraordinaire? Lawyer Extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Over on that that show that my daughter is going to be leaving.
Yep.
She's almost done. And I have two very, very special guests. One of them, Sean Derringer, is the sheriff in Wright County. And ladies, he's easy on the eyes. I just learned from
that's
Jeff
according
O'Brien.
To social media. They look at the comments when he says something, and they'll be like, "Wow, he's easy on
well,
the
I'll
eyes."
Well, I'll tell you what, you were at 6'4"?
6'2".
6'2"? But you in the right pair of shoes, you're 6'4". You are a strapping, good-looking guy. So, but ladies, he's taken. Happily married for many years. You just celebrated an anniversary not that long ago, right?
I've got 29 coming up in June.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. We were just 30. Also, Jeremy Munson, who is running... you'll have to explain this, Jeremy. It's the seat that Jim Hagedorn had, and you're running in a primary to basically be named to that seat in August, and then in November you run again to get the seat for the next 2 years. It's just an odd way to do things. I don't know why they just don't wait to November and you go in immediately. Is there a reason for that? That's the way it's written.
It's the legislature that passed these rules on special elections, and if it makes it even more confusing, early voting has already started. I voted on Friday in this election.
That's really?
How fast it's moving.
And yeah. August is when the thing happens.
Well, in August is when the general happens. The special primary happens on May 24th.
So what does that mean?
Well, we have 10 Republicans running, and they're going to...
Do nine get knocked out on the
24th? Nine get knocked out on the 24th.
Then so you run... Okay, then the August one is to run against the Democrat, but... You are a Republican stronghold, your district, CD1, right?
This year specifically is going to be extremely Republican. It's been held by Congressman Hagedorn for two terms. And, of course, Tim Walz had the district before. But he walked around with an NRA hat and pretended like he was conservative, which is how he held the seat for 12 years. But it's a conservative district.
Yeah. So, and you've got also Kyle Baudet is with you. He's your campaign manager. And, well, if things don't work out, you write on him. You just blame him.
So just to get the timing down, so that you were in the primary, the primary is at May 24th. That's for the special, right?
That's correct.
And then the general happens for the general election for the special election happens in August.
Yeah.
And now when does the primary happen for the November election?
On the same ballot as the special general.
Wow.
Which is actually what works to my advantage because there's no challenger to Tim Walz or any of the statewide offices on the Democrat side, but there will be a primary on the Republican side for governor and secretary of state, attorney general, and those campaigns will all be working to turn out Republican votes in the first district. So we're going to have a huge groundswell of Republicans turn out on the August 9th primary day, which is the day of the special general.
And the Republican Party didn't endorse the chair of the party decided not to hold an endorsing convention for the special, but somewhere in the congressional district gets to endorse for the November election, correct?
That's correct. So we're going straight to primary for the special. The fall election does have an endorsing convention, but it's a different congressional district,
right?
Because we have
yeah.
redistricting, so different people will be
my,
in the special.
Yeah. Right,
it's really
yeah.
crazy.
What a mess! But also, you've got I don't know any of the only name I know who you're running against. Jennifer Carnahan's trying to get it, and whenever I say that name, it's like easy on the eyes for Sheriff Derringer, loop de loop for Carnahan. She's running an odd thing. She's making it seem like she was the most devoted and wife and the love that they had. Same woman, by the way, who said a year or two ago of her husband, he'll be dead in a few years or a couple of years. Did I get it wrong? Is that exactly?
No, that's roughly what she said.
Yeah, so that one is. And then she put a photo yesterday out of her touching his hands when he was on his deathbed. And this woman, my goodness, she's the one who was the RNC chair and got dumped out or knocked out because of just some bad decisions. Now, good decisions, you were just telling us today is the big announcement. You are running again, right? For sure. I would hope so.
seeking a second term as the Wright County Sheriff.
It's been a quick 4 years, hasn't it?
I can't believe it. If you look back through some of the waters that we've had to pass through the last few years, it seems like a lifetime. But if you look back to the things of the campaign of 2018, it seems like it's been a snap of the fingers. And I told my chief deputy just last week, we were having a conversation. It's like sometimes I wish that I'll be able to slow down enough in the next term to actually enjoy some of what I have. I have such a blessings in my job because I get to go out and talk to every civic organization. I get to meet people. I get to talk to people. And so it's really a blessing, but it's just really a busy blessing. And so hopefully before I walk out of the door someday, I'll actually be able to just slow down a little bit and enjoy really the blessings that I have.
Now, and Jeremy, it's like you have to go talk to a lot of – he's with a group like every day. You have, is that something you envision if you're elected? You're going to be in Washington, but I mean, Sean is everywhere.
Yeah, I think that, this is a full-time job that I'm running to do, right? In the state legislature I'm at now, I'm a part-time job. But for a full-time job in Congress, you're either in D.C. or you're here in the district meeting with business owners yep. every day, constituents, going out and talking to groups, explaining legislation, working with advocacy groups. So that's an everyday you're out talking to people.
For people who don't know what CD1 is, what's the biggest towns or cities in your –
Rochester, Mankato, Otana.
So you
Albany.
Have all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
It's 21 counties across southern Minnesota from the – along the Iowa border from South Dakota to Wisconsin.
Worthington?
Goes all the way up to Red Wing. Worthington's not in the district.
Okay. Will it be in redistricting?
Nope.
Okay. Just curious because it's one of our radio stations is there. We also have them in the Jim Bob Show anyway, has them in virtually every city you mentioned. Now, Wright County, is it still the same when we – because I haven't talked to you in a bit. There's what, three of the communities have their own department. Buffalo does.
Annandale and Howard Lake have their own police departments. That's it.
So you have how many cities that you have to oversee?
13.
Oh, my God.
17 townships.
Is any other county have that many? Any other sheriff's department?
There's
north somewhere.
I believe that Washington and Anoka also have contracts. I don't know if they've got that many contracts.
That's a lot of contracts.
It's a lot. So I virtually wear the hat of the sheriff, certainly, and also 13 police chiefs because they all have a city council that I answer to. They all have a rotary. They all have a chamber of commerce.
They all want you.
And they all want a conversation sooner or later, which
and having been on a city council for 8 years in Orono, and also now I'm on the school board in Buffalo, but I do know a conversation with 13 is we're paying too much. We want to cut. We can't afford this. What can you do? But they don't really have a choice. I know you're not gouging them, but I mean, there's no alternative, right? Or is there?
Well, their alternative is to contract with someone else that would be willing to take the contract or to create their own police department.
Yeah.
And so we have always prided ourselves on providing a high-quality, cost-effective service.
You guys do a great job. You do have a presence in all of them, too.
We do.
Which people need to recognize.
Yeah, I think anybody that travels through Wright County recognizes pretty quickly you can't go too far without passing a Wright County squad car.
Yeah, I saw on the St. Michael Albertville Bulletin Board there was an announcement there was a speed trap being run this morning on County Road 37, so you guys are out there. But besides, besides taking care of Wright County, and this is probably maybe a larger discussion for a different segment, but you also have local aid agreements, and you guys have been busy. I know you and I have talked off, privately. You guys have been busy, especially with what's going on down in Minneapolis and Hennepin County. There have been occasions where your deputies are taking over for spots that the Hennepin, for the Hennepin County Sheriff deputies because they're taking over roles that the Minneapolis police aren't, needed help with, right? So, I mean, policing your own county, there's times where your guys get called in to help other communities.
So the Minnesota sheriffs have a motto that no sheriff stands alone. And so when we have gone outside of Wright County, it's been in support of another sheriff's office. So you're right. We've been down to Minneapolis a couple of times, but there was a specific objective to protect infrastructure of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office and the court system. There was also several times in the last couple of years that we found ourselves in northern Minnesota assisting with the Line 3 pipeline project. So, we are blessed in the sense that we're the third largest sheriff's office in the state, partly because of the contracts that we have.
That. Mm-hmm.
So I have 162 licensed, 270 total staff. And so there's an expectation that when we're able to help out, and it's a blessing.
Wow, I had no idea it was that many. That's terrific. And well, let's take a quick break. So I want to talk to both of you, and Kyle needs to jump in at some point too. She says no. All right, we'll see. We'll take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.
When you need someone to listen, a lawyer you know and trust.
Thank you so much for voting Bradshaw and Bryant top law firm in the best of Central Minnesota. I'm honestly not 100% sure that we deserve it, considering that the court shutdown during the pandemic cut off paths to justice. Quarantine made it difficult to see people, and I frankly never expected to have people working from home. But we did forge ahead by using Zoom, adding staff to increase contacts, and most of all, utilizing court time to meet with so many of you in our office. I want to thank everyone that has turned to us for help despite these challenges. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. We hope you and your loved ones enjoy the holiday season and have a happy, healthy, and safe new year.
Find Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Going farther with Mike Bryant on your side, seeking
justice for the injured. Bradshaw & Bryant. This is Bob Sansiver, host of the BS Show, and I have known Ed Cohn and Mike Friedberg for many, many years. They're both great guys. They also are the owners of Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System. They are the only people you should go to, the go-to people, if you or someone you know has had a DUI. They will get them back on the road safely and seamlessly. Mike and Ed are attorneys. They used to be attorneys that would help you if you got a DUI. Now they're there to help you once you get that DUI and to get you back on the road. They helped craft the ignition interlock laws for the state of Minnesota. You call Mike and Ed or one of their staff, and they could run you through the process, give you a template of what to expect if you get a DUI. They will lay it all out for you, everything from hiring an attorney to what you will need to expect. They also, if you get a DUI, they will come to you. They have a mobile unit that will come to you to install the ignition interlock. There is a great deal of stress. If you get a DUI, they could help relieve some of that stress. Go to smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. That's 952-224-7050. We are back, Jeff O'Brien. Sheriff Sean Derringer, got another 4 years coming up, and you won't know until, it could be a month or more before you know if you have an opponent, right?
The closing of the filing date this year will be May 31st at 5 p.m.
So you do have some time before anyone, but who, yeah. Okay, you'd be delusional like that one opponent you have, you know, Carnahan, talking to Jeremy Munson here. You're doing a great job. I don't understand when you're doing a great job, it's not like when you ran, the sheriff who'd been there retired. So there were several who ran, and you obviously came out the winner, and I'm glad you did, because I don't like having a lawn signs in my yard if they're not the winner. And you could do that again, by the way, because I live on a county road that gets a lot of traffic. So, and I might have to throw out a lawn sign or two, because I was not planning on running for re-election to the school board, but a few things have happened that I may wind up doing, and it's looking more and more likely. So I've realized lawn signs, it's old-fashioned, but it really does. You got to have it. You just can't count on social media and word of mouth. Are you a big lawn sign guy? Or maybe I should ask Kyle if he is.
No, I do have a lot of yard signs, but in this election, it's so fast. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to be getting up all these enormous 4x8 yard signs. And for me, it's like an endorsement, right? I could buy billboards, but putting a 4x8 sign in a farm field of a well-known farmer in the area is an endorsement from that person, right?
You don't even need it that. And one reason why I've decided, because I did get elected without lawn signs or reelected, I was appointed initially, then I had to run an election. But old people want to see lawn signs, and they're a big part of the vote. You know, for both. So you got to give them the lawn signs. They're not on social media.
I think an effective campaign, I'm not a campaign professional, obviously, but from what I've observed, I think you need to do both. You still have to do the grassroots, pound the lawn signs, put them, you know, get the presence out there, the physical presence. But you have to couple that now with a social media presence. Sean, you were, I think, one of the first to really have as a sheriff candidate to really have that, and you've continued it. And I think that's why the public opinion in Wright County is so high on the sheriff's office in general, because your office communicate, whether it be your page or the sheriff's page out communicating. I mean, Jeremy, you've got a, what kind of a list do you? I mean, you have you're very transparent about what you're doing at the legislature and all the different things that you're working on. As well, both you guys have really utilized social media to stay in touch with your constituents.
Yeah, that's one thing I've done. I mean, next to Ilhan Omar and Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota, I've got the biggest social media presence of any politician, and it's because I really bring the legislature to the people. You know, live streaming floor committee hearings and floor sessions, and typing along and answering questions of what we're doing so they understand the procedures, and bringing the legislature to the people and being transparent and showing people how their legislators are voting is important. And then, of course, you can convert those Facebook likes, and I've got, you know, over 40,000, but you can convert them to voters by having them sign petitions and doing surveys, and then you can get their email address and reach out to them directly. And that's to engage people is really important, and that's why it's not just posting stuff. It's having, you know, 800,000 to a million people a month that engage with my posts, like, share, comment. So they're actually that's what people really want, is transparency and accountability in government, whether it's your local sheriff or your legislator.
Well, you also they're both young guys, and I mean, you're not hard on the eyes. You're easy on the eyes too, Jeremy. But I mean, you're both young guys who could be in your positions for a number of years. You, every 2 years, I mean, you get elected 10 times. It's 20 years. It's not that absurd. And, you know, you still be a young guy. And Sean, I mean, you're still a young guy. You probably have, I don't know if you have 10 more elections and if you want to do it 40 years, but I mean, you certainly could. How much do you anticipate in your case, Sean? You've been so busy. Is there so much more you want to get done? And if you figure, oh, you hear about presidents in their second term, is there a lot you can get done in the second term you just haven't had a chance to do in the first term?
Yeah, it's amazing. I am really fortunate to be surrounded by an amazing team. And I think that even as we've had some difficult times, unprecedented over the last 3 years, what law enforcement has faced, we've really adopted and moved forward with some really positive initiatives within the office as we relate to the community, as we relate to our own office staff. And so I think that my biggest mantra right now is I'm not finished. There's a number of things that we've got going right now that I would like to see to the finish line. And so there certainly it's a revolving door what we continue to do.
Well, and the one thing that Jeremy, I don't know what it's like in your district, but in Wright County, for years I mean we've been there 12 or 13 years almost and never heard about crime, but now there's break-ins in vehicles. You're seeing an uptick. And is it just that Minneapolis is pushing farther out? Or I mean, how much more crime are you seeing than even 4 or 5 years ago?
There's certain trends, certainly, that are concerning. Some of that is goes back to Minneapolis. We've had a lot of stolen vehicles. We've had a lot of burglaries. And oftentimes our suspects are going back to North Minneapolis, specific geography. And so we are seeing that come out. Obviously, we're a first ring suburb is Wright County. We border Hennepin. And so, yeah, we're seeing that. And but we have wonderful relationships with those agencies. We're working collaboratively. Yeah. And I think that Wright County, we are also very fortunate in the sense that Tom Kelly retired as the county attorney. We now have Brian Lutz, who's now running his own campaign and it will be seeking election this fall. We have a wonderful support system with the county attorney's office in Wright County and law and order matters in Wright County. And we have a wonderful prosecutor that holds people accountable. And I think that's a start. That's important. People don't want to commit crimes in Wright County because they understand they're going to go to jail.
Now, we have some outbuildings. I'm just wondering, do I need a permit for a gun turret? Or can you just put one up there?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. You know, you can't underestimate the power of having, you know, Wright County might be the strongest Second Amendment county in the state, and Sheriff Derringer has been one of those that, because didn't the county board declare it as basically a sanctuary county for the Second Amendment? There's not a lot of folks that want to mess around and find out what a Wright County resident, you know, is going to do if you try to take their stuff or injure somebody or threaten them.
See, and if you look at what's going on, that's probably what keeps me up at night, right? It's sooner or later, these kids, and most of the time these burglaries, these stolen vehicles, it's between 13 years old and 15 years old, they're kids. But people being woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning with somebody in their living room doesn't know, or maybe doesn't even care that it's a 14-year-old kid. They don't know it's a 14-year-old kid breaking into their house looking for credit cards or car keys. And so sooner or later, they could come across the wrong residence.
Yep.
And something really bad's going to happen. And it's just an unfortunate reality, but sooner or later, if that behavior continues, people are afraid of people being in their homes at 2 o'clock in the morning that they don't know.
I'm not going to ask their age. I mean, quite honestly, that's not something that you would do as a homeowner. Hey, right. How old are you? And especially if they're armed themselves, which sadly does happen. Now, Sean, crime is obviously, that's always on the forefront of your mind, but where's crime list on yours, Jeremy, for the things you want to get done? I'm sure it's up there. It's got to be with there, because I don't think there's a place in Minnesota that's not affected in some way by crime.
Yeah, I mean, I think the returning to law and order is very important in this campaign. I think people, we don't want to go to the cities without protection and without, you know, knowing that that we have good police and good county prosecutors. That, you know, he nailed it. It's prosecutors are really important because they can go out there and make the arrests. But if the county prosecutor's not prosecuting it, because maybe that crime, so many people are arrested for that crime happen to be of a certain race, and then that law becomes racist, and there's a big effort to try to undo something, and that's just wrong. But people, we need to restore law and order in this country, and that means following the Constitution. That means following our local laws and enforcing the laws fairly. That's really important.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, the tag of racism is so easy. I saw the woman who started Black Lives Matters, which, by the way, they're wondering where the $11 billion went. She bought a $6 million home, one of several homes, and people are questioning it, and she's saying it's racist. I don't think that's a bad thing to question. Where'd that money go? But immediately, that's what a lot of people fall to. So it's not an easy – well, for you, if you get elected to Congress, and Sean, obviously, to you, it's – you know, if somebody's committing a crime, it's pretty – well, I don't want to use the term black and white, but it is. It's either you're committing or you're not committing a crime. So, I mean, that's really what you guys – it doesn't matter what your race or really, in a sense, what the age is. If you're committing a crime, you have to deal with it.
Correct. And Jeremy said it, and he works very well with the colleagues on his side of the aisle. And I think that we have to, I don't know how much time we have in this segment, but love to talk about our future recruitment and retention.
Let's do
that's
that.
That's going to be two words.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back. We'll talk more with Sheriff Sean Derringer from Wright County and Jeremy Munson. It's just a matter of time before you get elected. I'm convinced already, and especially you got Kyle here running things for you. Mr. Baudette came in to help run from out of stakes. He knows you're a winner. All right, we'll take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.
In Pennsylvania, a teenage girl that was about to turn 18 was driving her brand new car home when she looked down to check a text message and struck a tree, killing herself and injuring a friend in the car. The average message takes 4.6 seconds to create. Hi, I'm Mike Bryant from Bradshaw & Bryant. Please don't drive while intoxicated or allow your friends and family to do so. No text message or phone call is worth dying for.
Find Mike Bryant at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Mike Bryant, seeking justice for the injured.
If you have been laid off during the COVID-19 crisis and you have sustained a work injury in the past, you might be entitled to workers' compensation benefits right now. Bialke Law is open to serve you and answer any questions you might have about workers' compensation. Call Dave Bialke at Bialke Law and talk to him about your injury, even if you're off work right now. Dave Bialke will get you the benefits you and your family need within as little as a few days. There is no out-of-pocket cost to you and no in-person visits required. The entire process can be done from the comfort and safety of your home. Even if you're unemployed and receiving unemployment benefits, you could be eligible for workers' comp over and above unemployment. Call Dave Bialke today at 763-571-2410 or look him up at BialkeLaw.com, BialkeLaw.com. If you or someone you know has a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, there's only one place to go. Sabre Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Bob Sansevier, and Sabre Heating is my go-to place for plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. And if I have any questions, I just pick up the phone and call, or I go to saberheating.com. Saber has a great offer for you. If another company tells you you need a new air conditioner, you get in touch with Saber, and they will send a technician for free, no cost, and let you know if you actually do, because sometimes other people are wrong. Any issues, whether, again, it's plumbing, heating, or air conditioning, go to saberheating.com, S-A-B-R-E-heating.com, or call 763-473-2267. Also, right now, Saber is offering a terrific deal. You get 10% off a new air conditioner if you mention the BS Show. And that's on top of other great discounts and deals offered by Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Welcome back to the BS Show. This is Bob Sansevier, and this segment is brought to you by All Auto Glass. I used them recently. They replace windows on my car and truck. They have mobile service. They have up-to-date technology. They will calibrate vehicles that require it. Great cash prices if you don't have insurance, and a lifetime warranty on their replacements as long as you own your car. They work with all insurance companies, cover the entire Twin Cities metro area, and use quality products and workmanship. Check them out at allauto.com. That's allauto.com. Jeff O'Brien, Jeremy Munson running in CD1 for the primary. And, I mean, you could actually hold it in the seat for, what, 2.5 years if you get elected without having to run again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have to run again in the fall.
You so, do, yeah. But I mean, but 2.5 years from the time you get in and then when you get, if you get elected, if you get, and you should, because I'm endorsing you for whatever that's worth, because you're the first CD candidate, one candidate I've had. But once if you win that to finish out Hagedorn's term, it's a given you're going to win the election, right? You'd have to really screw up.
Yeah, I think the November election is going to be an easy second election.
Is the district more conservative or more Republican following redistricting, or
it's about the same. It's about the same.
Well, that's a good thing. Now, Sean Derringer, sheriff of Wright County, in Minneapolis, because I hear that, you know, why would you ever want to be a cop in Minneapolis? But being a sheriff at the deputy in Wright County, to me, that would be a job if you want to get into law enforcement. That would be a good job to have. Because it's not crazy like it is there. Is it easy to recruit? Are you having trouble recruiting?
Yeah, it's going to be a statewide problem. It already is, and I've got a couple of examples that I can share. But I think that our darkest days are not upon us yet.
Really?
Yeah. If you look at this, was just a couple of weeks ago. I pulled some statistics. There was 1,350 cop jobs open across the state of Minnesota, and there was about 550, just under 550 folks that took the post test last year. And so, if you look at openings across Minneapolis, St. Paul. And State Patrol, a couple of other agencies across the metro, there's not enough applicants in the entire state to fill those spots. And so I think that we're up for darker days ahead. And I think that that's why I appreciate Jeremy's message and his colleagues' message, because the message needs to come from our top leaders. We need to change the narrative as it relates to law enforcement. And I think Jeremy said it offline. It's a good time to be in law enforcement because there's such a spotlight on it. And you see the positives that we do for the community, but it's a bad time to be in law enforcement because the spotlight is on it. And so it's kind of a tale between two systems right now. I think we've been very fortunate because we are blessed in Wright County, because as bad as things get across the state, as bad as things seem to get across the country, we have such an outpouring of support. And I give credit where credit's due. It's past administrators, past deputies that have taken the time to build those relationships with the community. It's treating people with dignity and treating people with respect. It's the way we've chosen to do business and conduct ourselves that as bad as things get, that support comes back. Because we recognize we're not very effective and certainly not efficient if we don't have the backing and support and trust built up with the community that we serve.
Now, for what it's worth, I have not met every one of your deputies, but when I lived in Hennepin County and even on Orono when I was on the city council, there were some cops who just were arrogant and they needed to become a little bit better people skills. I haven't met a single deputy who has not had great people skills. Every one of your deputies that I've met, and it's well over a dozen, maybe a couple of dozen, have been terrific to deal with because they're just nice, you know, they're nice people who became law enforcement members?
Well, I think that the blessing that we have in Wright County is the vast majority of our staff lives in Wright County.
Yes.
And so we have a vested interest in the success of our community.
Which is enormous. Now, you had mentioned before we started the show, today kicks off your, because is this the first filing day?
No, filing is until May 17th through May 31st.
But you are going to
run again. So this is just the time that I decided that I was going to announce that I'm seeking a second term.
Okay.
And today just happened to be the day. It wasn't
great timing.
Just coincidental with this, yeah.
Well, how could people follow you and stay in touch with you? Social media the best way, or?
Social media, yeah. For now, I'm going to be up on Sean Derringer for Wright County Sheriff. Is my Facebook page. I used it throughout the campaign. I've got a lot of followers on that, so people will start seeing that show up in their feed as we're out there in the community doing more things campaign related.
Yep.
Certainly to follow the day in and day activities and all the cool things that are going on at the sheriff's office. We have a Wright County Sheriff's Office page, and that's got a lot of followers. And I think that that's where we hit the transparency button. You know, we hire from the human race. Sometimes we don't make it perfect. We strive for excellence every single day.
Yep.
But good, bad, or indifferent, we put that out there for the people on our Facebook page, and there's a lot of positive comments that come out of that.
And it is Sean, SeanDerringer. So yes, check that out. And how can people get in touch with you or follow you? JeremyMunson.
Yeah, JeremyMunson.com is my website. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Representative Jeremy Munson. So there, you know, follow along. I'll post links to legislation as we're wrapping up the state legislature and on positions for Congress. Right.
Hey, just very, very quickly, are you on board with getting more money to the schools because you need to? It's woefully inadequate.
Well, the term fully funding schools is not.
How about funding what you're supposed to?
Well, what I want to do is I want to get rid of the Federal Department of Education and bring education to the local level. And so we have all these unfunded mandates and regulations.
You better come up with money for special ed, because that's where every school district is suffering. The federal government is supposed to be giving 40%. They're giving like single digits, and it's horrible. Anyway, we'll. Enough of that. I don't want to go off on a tangent. We'll take a quick break in the BS show. Be right back. This is Bob Sansevier, and St. Michael Cinema is my go-to theater. I love it. They have great movies, great popcorn, real butter. They are getting back to pre-COVID levels for people going to movies. And we are joined by Shelley Schnell, who is the manager at St. Michael Cinema. And Shelley, you got some other great things going on too.
We are super excited for 2022. Our new recliners in the balcony level have arrived, and those are heated, reclining with trays. We've got a new kitchen menu coming out, great new food coming. Summerfield is launching May 28th. The drive-in will be up for special events. Great place to be for 2022.
You need to check out St. Michael Cinema right off of Interstate 94 in St. Michael.
Paying too much for healthcare and supporting services you don't believe in? Solidarity HealthShare has prices that are 60% less than the nation's average cost of healthcare. Join the nation's leading healthcare sharing ministry, built by people of faith for people of faith, saving money through ethical and affordable healthcare. Call now to see how much you can save. 866-977-5821. That's 866-977-5821.
If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com/thebsshow, and you will get information for 20% off an ignition interlock system. Again, smartstartmn.com/thebsshow.
I've been telling BS Show listeners about Bradshaw and Bryant for years and about how they always are seeking justice for the injured at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Bradshaw and Bryant also has attorneys who defend people against misdemeanor and felony criminal charges, and that includes drunk driving arrests. Bradshaw and Bryant seeks justice for everyone, and you can find out more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
We are joined by Dave Bialke from Bialke Law, BIALKELaw.com. Besides being the best workers' comp attorney you will find anywhere, Dave is a huge fan of the Vikings and the Twins, and he had an opportunity to see your Twins start playing this weekend, and they lose the first two. Pitching certainly didn't help them. They blew a chance to win a game on Saturday, but yesterday, my God, they were bombing the ball. Every one run was related of the 10 runs they had to a home run, except for the, I think, the very last one. But what do you take away from these first three games? And you said you'll be at tonight's game. What do you take away from these first three games that you like, and what do you take away that you're concerned about? I can guess, but I want to hear it.
Well, what I like is the pitching. I think that, the second game, Duffy comes in at the ninth inning and gives up a couple of runs. But Duffy's pretty seasoned. It's a closer role, which he hasn't had before. I think they're looking for a closer, so there might be a little bit of a concern on the closer end. But otherwise, I think the pitching, especially the relief pitching, held up really well. There's a couple of really good relievers. This Joan guy, he was just blazing it. Yesterday, Alcala, and in the first game, Alcala, they just came in and got batters out. So I think the pitching it has room for optimism. After the first two games, I was really unhappy about the hitting. But I'm thinking these guys are hitters. The ones that we expect are going to start hitting, they have hit. Now Buxton and Sanchez and, of course, Correa, these guys can hit the ball. They're going to be hitting all season long. So that was really good to see them break out yesterday in a big way.
All right. Now, you travel a lot to South America. Your wife is from Colombia. What is the right mm-hmm. way to say Correa? Because you said it a different way than you put the accent on it in the rolling tongue. How should it be said?
It should be Correa.
Correa.
Yeah.
But nobody says it that way.
Well, that's the way I would understand it to be said.
All right. So how long did it take you to get the old rolling tongue going?
I'm still working. It's a work in progress after 10 years.
I've tried doing it. I can't pull it off. I just can't. Yeah. Now, how about if he just stays?
Speaking of Colombia,
yeah.
Our new third baseman is from Colombia.
I did not realize that. Oh.
Yes, the Gio Urshela.
Yeah.
He's from Cartagena, Colombia, which is a city my wife lived in for 7 years when she lived in Colombia. It's pretty cool. I think he's the only major leaguer that's from Colombia. I remember over the past few years when Cleveland would come to town that they'd have they always say the hometown,
yeah.
And it was Colombia. I always remember seeing that. I never remembered his name. I just remember the guy was from Colombia. And then suddenly, he's on the Twins. He's a Twin.
Yeah.
And he started out with a splash in the first game, and he's played pretty solid since. They're not sure exactly if he's going to be platooning or if he's going to take the third base job, but it's exciting to have him on the team.
Well, how about talking about a splash, if he just will stay healthy, what Byron Buxton can do this year?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, we are going to be in contention if he stays healthy. If he does not stay healthy, it's going to be a year that we're – maybe in contention, probably not. But if if he stays healthy and doesn't miss more than, 10 games this year, we will be in contention. I'm not saying we're, going all the way, but what I'm saying is we're going to be in contention for a playoff berth.
Yes.
And so.
Well, okay, let me ask you this, because he has the potential, if he stays healthy, to get 45, 50 home runs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, are you surprised? I guess he wants them there in the leadoff spot because he's somebody who get on base, but it seems like it'd be nice to get somebody else on base and let him bang him in.
Exactly. And I think that Baldelli is probably going to, if he keeps up this power streak, I think he will adjust him in the order a little bit. What's it so exciting about? I mean, yeah, this guy's got potential of getting 30, 40, 50 home runs, but also, over the course of a year, how many times does he beat out an infield single that someone else is going to be three steps from the bag and he beats it out?
Yeah.
That is exciting for a guy who's a power hitter. It's just not normal.
No, he will be a beast. The four words, if he stays healthy, every yep. time you talk about him, you have to include that in there. But my gosh, when you just imagine what he could do when he or if he stays healthy. And this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to try to roll the tongue with Craig. I can't do it. I'm spitting. I'm like, it's like I'm getting ready to get Hakalugi. Correa. The two of them, it's just the excitement. And there's obviously other guys in that lineup to be excited about. But those two will really get people excited. And who's pitching tonight when you go? Do you know?
The Dylan Bundy.
Okay, well that's not so bad. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I mean that's it's one of the ones they're going to be watching that could go either way.
Well, you know the way with the Falvey and Levine and Baldelli's, he basically takes his marching orders from. He'll give you three or four innings as a starter, no matter what he does. because they don't like stretching out those starters, not at all. So we'll see how that.
No, they're pretty conservative, at least through the first month of the season.
All right, now I watched the Masters yesterday, and I got to be, you know, I was Scottie Scheffler, number one in the world. I didn't even know who he was because he's in the last 50, like I think it's a total of 57 days. He's won four PGA events, including the Masters. He's pretty much come out of nowhere. And did you watch any of it? Are you do you watch a lot of golf? It was terrific to watch.
I watched a little bit of it. I went back and forth. I had a project going on at home, so I went back and forth between the Twins and the Masters. So I caught some of it.
It was, and then when they show, I was hoping it would turn out to more of a little more pressure. But Rory McIlroy, his last shot when he got a birdie out of the bunker on 18 was a lot of fun. And the thing I liked about Scheffler, he was feeling the heat. It's a good thing he had that cushion because he winds up double bogey on 18, missing he just couldn't.
He looked
get
like
it
me
in.
trying to negotiate a couple of putts, you know, and then turns it to three putts, and then it just.
Where's the gimme? Can't I just take that? That's what it looked like he was doing.
Yeah, but I'm the best in the world. I'm going to win the Masters. Just give me the putt.
Exactly. All right, I want to ask you now. We've talked about this over time, but the importance. Somebody has a workers' comp filing or issue, they should always reach out to you just to give them basically a template of what to expect, because everything, I mean, some of them may be simpler than others, but I'm going to pick up the phone and call you, which I should have done 20 years ago when some guy brought the, his luggage on the top of my head, and I'm thinking, oh, I'll be fine. I should have, because I've had herniated discs from that. And my wife was smart enough to call you when she had an issue. But that's something people need to do. They need to call you at the very beginning, no matter what they think is going to happen, because you could at least prepare from them for what to expect and tell them, look, if you're not hearing this, you need to come back and get back in touch with me, because you're going to protect their rights.
Absolutely. You call me, nobody knows you called me, so it's not a problem of any sense. And most likely, I'm going to say, okay, this is going well, because it's early on, especially if it's an injury that takes you off work, they start paying you the wage loss.
Yep.
But I'm going to ask a few questions, and most likely I'm going to say, okay, things are good now, but look for this, this, and this, and if any of those happen, call me back. And if you never call back, then I assume that everything's went fine, and then, you know, the system works, so to speak. But so many times they call me back and they say, yeah, no, they're doing this. I said, yeah, I told you that probably would happen. Now this is what we're going to do.
Yep.
And but then we're in a much better position to do what we need to do, rather than if they call me later, I'm like, geez, I wish you'd called me earlier, because I would have, you know, anticipated this, and I would have told you this to do, and we'd be in a better position to keep benefits going. And I'll pick it up wherever it's at. It's not like your claim's over.
No.
Most likely it's not over. But I like the strongest case possible. So right, that's what
that.
I want.
The people who are dealing with it have a lot less stress if they do
that. Exactly.
And again, it's important to emphasize this. People think lawyers, well, the clock's running. No, there's no charge for them to call you and talk to you.
Yeah, it's just a call. We chat about things and send you on your way, unless there's something I see right away. But typically, if they're paying you benefits, typically there's no immediate situation going on. But, there likely will be something down the road. And let's talk about it first. Yeah, there's no clock ticking. I just make some notes. I keep the notes and call back later. And hi, Joe again. You know, oh, yeah, I remember you. And we go from there.
I got to tell you quickly, back when I was at KQ and I was getting contracts, I had a guy who was like an agent. And I learned he'd like to do small, how's the family? And then I get a bill and I'm charged for asking how the family is. So there's none of that with Dave. All right. How about that though? There's BialkeLaw.com, BIALKELaw.com, or call this number.
Call me at 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410.
Dave, thanks so much. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. This segment brought to you by Arco Exteriors. Arco offers free consultations that can be contact-free. They provide knowledge and value by looking over the entire roofing system to make certain it's in great condition, and they will walk you through the entire insurance process. Arco Exteriors will handle everything on the outside of the house, including roofing, siding, gutters, windows, and decks. They cover the entire Twin Cities metro area. For more information, go to arcoexteriors.com, ARKO Exteriors.com. Hey, Bob Sansevier here, host of the BS Show. And I don't know about you, but I was busy this weekend, but I did catch the last few hours of the Masters. I saw Scottie Scheffler win. And here's what I loved about his win. He wins the Masters, yet he felt the pressure of the Masters. Fortunately, he had a big enough lead. And what he wound up doing is not two-putting, he had double bogey. He winds up like four-putting because of the pressure. And I like seeing that, and I will guarantee you this. After this, the guy's won four tournaments. That's why he's number one in the world. He won four tournaments in the last 57 days. And I think he's right in there to win the U.S. Open, the British Open, the PGA. He is going to be a factor in all of these. And after what happened at the Masters, he's going to know the pressure of winning a major, and it's not going to faze him next time. So I'm excited to see what Scottie Scheffler can do in these other majors. And he could turn out to be what Tiger Woods was, a dominant golfer who everyone has to try to take down and just knows it's not going to happen because the guy does not seem to be fazed when he's out there on the course. Thanks again to Jeff O'Brien, Jeremy Munson running in CD1, and Wright County Sheriff Sean Derringer, as well as, of course, Dave Bialke from Bialke Law. Thank you to all of our guests, all of our sponsors, all of our listeners, and our radio partners, WDSM in Duluth, WNMT in Hibbing, WBHR in St. Cloud, and KWOA AMFM in Worthington. Enjoy what's left of the day, and we'll talk to you later.